The boys are back, and we're doing another episode of Loud About Nothing. Okay. It's me. It's your boy. It's your boy. The fucking king of thick boy summer, okay? Seabass Provolone, Sebastian Canelli. Okay. I'm fucking Rick Ross in this shit right now. Okay.
And everyone, is he here? He is here. And people? He is looking cute to boots, okay? He may not be blood, but he is my nephew. Give it up for Robbie boy. Robbie, say what's up.
What's up, Sebastian?
Usually I hype you up more, say how cute you are, yada, yada. Did you notice you got a little abbreviated intro there?
Did you notice that? You're the only one allowed to hype me up.
100%. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You don't like it.
So you want to do it? Bro, So I seen Robbie and this other kid, and this other dude sees Robbie's hair. I mean, Robbie's trying to be 14 years old right now with his mullet, you know, but he doesn't.
Now you've turned on me.
I'm turned on you completely.
We had an episode with Josh Sharp and you guys were very supportive. I would imagine Josh would still be, but you've turned on me.
The whole time I was saying, get a mullet so I can make fun of you. That's all I was thinking.
Okay. That's what you were thinking.
Okay. Robbie Dirt. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Robbie, we got Bob Dirt over here. Okay. So he's got the mullet and some dude goes, oh, you know who you look like? And who does he say?
Henry Cavill.
And you know who that is?
Superman.
Someone
I've been told I look like Clark Kent before.
Bro.
But never Henry Cavill.
And what did I do? I screamed and I say, how dare you? Don't you ever fucking say that shit again. The kid doesn't need that going straight to his head. Okay. The kid doesn't need that. And he's pulling up pictures. Oh, look, he does look like the Superman.
I mean, I don't think I do. I agree with you.
No, you do
not.
It's not
even,
like
if I like kind of did, I would be like, whatever, but I don't.
No,
but it was
funny.
The only one allowed to hype me up.
Only, you know what? I'm like an overprotective wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're my baby girl. So like I'm your baby girl, actually. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to give him compliments, yeah.
Don't you dare fucking give him compliments. You do look like him, you know, Robbie? You do. Shut the fuck up, everyone. I'm the one who says it. I'm the one. Robbie, you are so fucking cute, okay? Okay? I mean, I think everyone, all the hotties out there already know what it is. This is my cute boy. I mean, we said that we weren't going to cuff ourselves for the summer, right? But... I mean, have we been cuffed all along? Right? I mean, people were saying, you know what fucked me in my head?
What?
Someone was like, oh, how? Someone asked me, I didn't know. They go, how often do you guys talk? I go, hours. And then they go, oh, it must be nice to have a best friend who you talk to all the time. I almost sat on a chair to fall off a chair. You know what I'm saying,
She's
bro?
Like,
I almost fell onto a
coworker.
Chair.
How long do you talk to your coworkers?
I want to explain.
How often do you talk to the person you work with?
I'm not even comfortable with the friends word yet. You know what I'm saying? We're non-committal. We're non-committal, bro.
We're non-committal.
You think you got a bad bitch non-committal? I am Lizzo to you, okay, bro? I was thinking the other day, I didn't realize I have a bunch of hammer. I have hammer and nails in my car.
You do?
I have just a ton of nails and hammer. I have a cup full of nails. Just a loose cup of nails. And a big hammer in my car.
Why?
I'm truly a psychopath.
Did you have to do? I'm guessing you had to do some sort of project.
I was going to do a project. I didn't end up doing it.
What were you going to build? A birdhouse?
Don't you dare fucking talk to me about building a birdhouse, because that's traumatic. Okay.
That's
traumatic.
It's traumatic.
You know, that was my worst B-day party ever, was when I had to build a birdhouse.
Oh, I forgot.
You forgot. Okay. So don't you dare take me. I asked you before the episode. I said, what do we want to do? I said, let's be playful. And now you're bringing up trauma? You're bringing up trauma for me?
If somebody goes to Home Depot and they get wood, nails, and a hammer, I'm intrigued.
Although that's me. I'm rolling around.
Like, what are people building? What are we building?
decks.
And people build still?
People yeah. can.
Some you people know, can build decks, but only people that are paid. Like, I think the generation before us, there were some people that were like, they had their job, but they could also be a carpenter. You know what I mean? I don't yeah. think anybody's got this hobby. Like, Home Depot is a hobby place anymore.
No, it's not. It's a p. It's, I mean,
most people also, they go to Home Depot, they fail. Like yeah. most regular people go to Home Depot. It's like, you got to go four times in the day because you keep fucking up.
Well, I hate to throw customer service under the bus for Home Depot, but it might be some of the worst customer service I've ever experienced. It might. I mean, like, Home Depot employees, I'm coming for you. Okay? Okay. First off, you don't even need to wear a shirt. You wear an apron like a fucking chef. Okay. First, like, you don't even have
to wear a shirt. They're not just like no undershirt apron.
Not the ones in Staten Island, bro. They're brolic really? As fuck, bro. They're just okay. wearing aprons like they're cooking a sexy fucking Valentine's Day dinner.
Except wait, they're women, they up wear some just bra rock. And apron? Or just apron?
Just apron. Tights. Tights, bro.
That's nice.
Tights. Okay. There's no strip clubs in Staten Island. It's just Home Depot. Yeah, it's Home Depot. And you know all the kids be lying on those on the shopping carts that have no railings, just fucking yeah. pretending it's a skateboard, looking at these girls in their fucking tight ass aprons, okay? Yeah. Home Depot employees, I'm sorry to come for you. I've never been helped less. It's the place I need most help.
Okay.
I'm at a supermarket.
Yeah, no, you don't need as much help.
I know what I'm doing. The worst case scenario is I go, hey, where's you got xanthan gum? What aisle would you include? You know, yeah. what I include? I'm looking for corn. I'm looking for baking soda, not powder. Where's your yeah. baking soda? You know, like that's the most. At Home Depot, I almost need you to be a YouTube video.
Oh, definitely.
I know I'm asking for a lot, but here's what I'm saying. If we tipped Home Depot employees for the work that they did, they might be better.
Yeah. I mean, it's the only place where there's like a wide variety of things that they sell that could kill you. Like, you go to the car dealership, there's one thing, but all these power tools and shit. Like, there's so many things that could be used. There's chainsaws. There's power saws. There's fucking so many things that could kill you.
Home truly.
Yeah.
You could truly die. Home Depot. I never had near death experience.
No.
Until I went to Home Depot.
Okay.
And then every corner. I mean, even you go to the sheetrock, you break it. Asbestos is in the air. You die 4 years yeah, later. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's yeah. everywhere you go.
Yeah. The carjack, you don't do the carjack right, it falls off. There's just so many things that could lead to your death in Home Depot.
Honestly. Whereas
nowhere else is like this.
Everyone that owns a Home Depot also owns a funeral home.
Yeah.
Maybe. Those are fucking, that's the Pizza Hut Taco Bell combo. You know what I'm saying, bro? It's Depot a fucking
funeral home connection.
Home Depot funeral home, because that's the fucking, I'm at the combination Home Depot and funeral home. Oh, yeah. You know, right?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Can I get a handsaw and I'm going to want to be an open casket? Okay.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they know what they're doing.
I know.
You could easily, I could easily die anytime. Even ladders.
Yeah.
Ladders are scary. I'm a proud baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not looking for people. They go, oh, look, I'm on vacation. I jumped off a cliff.
That's not you.
Good for you. Good for you. I like the luxury.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like. Yeah. Oh,
I don't really get.
I'm on a
super
zip
jealous
line.
When people are doing.
Yeah,
skydiving or bungee jumping.
Oh, look at me! I'm in this I'm on this parasol that's flying over the Grand Canyon. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What do you not care about your life? Don't yeah. we go on vacation to like enjoy? Like, I know that maybe.
I guess I like to ski, and some of the skiing stuff is tough, but I go at my own risk. And I also get that's not for everybody.
Not for me. Not for me. I never. I went on a ski lift once.
Yes.
To see the foliage, not to.
And then you went back on the ski lift down.
I went back. Yeah, it was a round trip yeah. just to look at the foliage. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
It was a wine and dine situation.
I like it because it's a workout. A lot of these other thrill things aren't necessarily a workout.
So I'm on the ski lift. It's supposed to be romantic.
Okay.
I'm having a panic attack on the fucking ski lift with a girl.
Okay.
Nothing's less romantic than, hey, yo, baby, maybe we go to Vermont. We look at the flowers. We look at the
leaves.
Oh, wait.
So the entire trip almost was centered around this trip on the ski lift.
This was like one of the
big. This was the climax.
Like, hey, we're going to go out to dinner. And you know I crushed the dinner. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I crushed the dinner. I go into the dinner.
You go out to dinner anywhere. You went to Vermont to get on the ski lift to see the foliage.
To see the foliage.
This is the point of the trip.
I go, yo, let me take you on the ski lift. I'll treat you right. We'll go up there. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to realize how we are just part of this world.
Okay. You were having a panic attack?
Oh, my God. We're so high up. If we fell, we would both die, okay? Yeah. If we fall, land on top of me so I die and you don't. You know, yeah. I started saying shit like that.
That's kind of romantic.
I had my phone out in my hand in case, I don't know, in case I had to
on
call 911.
On the way down, you thought you were going to be falling for that long?
I literally thought I was going to, I could have protected myself.
But you like roller coasters?
Yeah, I guess. Not as much anymore.
Yeah. I will say I went to the carnival the other day. There's a carnival on Staten Island. And some of those rides are a little sketchy, especially like the Ferris wheel.
I don't
Were you a Ferris wheel fan? Like, nah, as far as romance is concerned, you were not like...
bro. Nah, you know where
I think
I'm
it's over-romanticized, the Ferris wheel. People love to... like, it's... media cares too much about the Ferris wheel. The Ferris wheel is not that romantic.
You know why? The Ferris wheel looks good on camera.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I
the
guess
Ferris
that's the
wheel
reason.
Looks good on camera.
Yeah. But I always, I wonder how they shoot it. Yeah, it's interesting. It's always, the Ferris wheel is like the quintessential cute high school thing. But I don't know
because
if
you
it's
could
that chit-chat. Cute in real life.
You could chit-chat.
I guess going back to our other
that's
point,
what
it's
it
a
is.
Lot of chit-chat.
It's about the chit-chat.
Chit-chat
it's
in like, the air. Yeah.
It's chit-chat in the air. And I don't need chit-chat in the air.
Yeah.
I need chit-chat, feet on the ground, ass on a fucking, ass on like a bench. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But I would always feel, which surprise to no one, that I get like anxious for the first kiss. But I would feel there's this overwhelmingly like pressure if you're on a Ferris wheel that you should be like kissing the person that you're
no.
on the Ferris wheel with.
No, because it's not like, kiss on a Ferris wheel.
Like a first kiss, like a girl you had a crush on, you're on the Ferris wheel. I would get so anxious to be like, I don't know, what is this? Is the Ferris wheel the invitation to do? I would always get anxious about that.
The Ferris, you do not kiss. No one should be kissing on Ferris wheels.
Yeah.
We should have our mind on the prize. Always be worrying. Listen to every sound the fucking Ferris wheel makes. Okay.
It's not. Yeah, exactly.
The Ferris wheel is literally you saying the ride is getting off.
Yeah.
The ride is. I never feel good on a Ferris wheel. I feel good when I get off a Ferris wheel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the ride. After the Ferris wheel, we should get off and embrace and kiss. And we said, we made it. Yeah. It didn't collapse. We didn't die. Come here. Give me a kiss on the Ferris wheel, especially if we're sitting in one of those little bench things.
Yeah.
What am I going to put my arm around you? How intense could the kiss even be?
I know.
Well, I'll
kiss. Not that my first kisses in high school are super intense, or middle school, I guess.
Yeah, don't fucking kiss on the Ferris wheel. You know where I want to kiss in the carnival?
Where?
I'm eating funnel cake. You're eating something, like, I'm eating something chocolatey. You're eating something salty, okay? And that's when we kiss, okay?
I thought you were going to say, like, Lady and the Tramp with the funnel cake.
Imagine.
Which is kind of a wild ride because the funnel cake is a maze.
Bro.
Spaghetti's, like, straight line.
That's
if 100% you're starting at opposite sides of a funnel cake, trying to meet in the middle. That's kind of a fun little game.
You're meant to be. Honestly, any girl that even wants to do that with me, we're meant to be together. If you want to take one
lady
end of a funnel,
tramp,
cake,
funnel cake
and fucking Lady and Tramp that shit and see if we could meet at the end. Even if you just want to take a swing at it, can someone take a swing at that with me?
Yeah.
Can someone take a swing at that with me? That's kind of all I really want right now.
Yeah.
I just want to oh God, I want a Lady and the Tramp all the foods.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Oh God, the best food to Lady and the Tramp isn't pasta because pasta, I mean, we get it. It's already,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I mean all the straight, I mean,
it's not Nerds on the Rope. We know that.
Not Nerds on a Rope, right?
It's also definitely pretty straightforward.
I mean, that's the pasta of candy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, actually, sorry. I'm so disrespectful to Twizzlers. Twizzlers are the pasta.
Okay.
I am so sorry. And you know what? Red
and
Bun.
The peel Twizzlers, not the...
Yeah, no. Yeah, the peel Twizzlers are the pasta candy.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, Red Vine, you're the fucking gluten-free option, you fucking shitty-ass motherfucker, okay? Your shit is gross, okay?
What some things just don't need... Gluten-free doesn't translate for everything, I feel
no.
like. We don't need... like, you need to get something else. There shouldn't be an alternative to everything.
Sometimes You just don't get it.
Yeah, that's what
I can't have that.
I mean, this is one.
I don't need
to
be.
I guess some people are like, people need everything in America or in fucking who knows what, our generation. But
if you
sometimes it just isn't an option.
If you own a vegan fondue place, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Okay? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I honestly swear to God, if you do only rice, gluten-free based pizza,
yeah,
get out of my life. Okay? You don't exist to me. Someone was talking about someone and I was talking about someone else. I was getting upset about them. A person that I didn't even hear. It was just a story. That I was like, oh, this person sucks. And I go, wait a second. That person doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I don't know them. Yeah, this is a story.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well be Wolverine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So, like, honestly, if you own that, get out of my life.
This is a totally different story, which I think is useful in that don't let people that don't affect you directly affect you. Like, they might as well be Wolverine. I think a lot of people could benefit from just they might as well be Wolverine to a lot of people in their life.
100%. I mean, they might as well. If someone's bothering you, you never met the person. Hey, okay. You know what? You're just Eeyore. You know what I mean? Yeah, Who are you to me? You're nothing.
Yeah.
You might as well just be one of the cars from fucking Car. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. Okay, yeah. Optimus Prime, you know?
I know. I was talking to somebody about, they're like, I don't want to get shamed if I don't get the vaccine. Everyone's coming up, going to come up to me and shame me. I'm like, who has come up to you and shame you? Who has come up to you in public and been like, you look like somebody didn't get the vaccine, especially on Staten Island? And they're like, nobody. And I'm like, so you're inventing mythical creatures right now.
Sometimes.
Which I think a lot of people maybe had to do in quarantine. You invented mythical creatures or you had discourse 100%. With yourself. But like, you don't need to be doing this.
Sometimes you ever find yourself doing those fake arguments? Like, what if I go to this place and this person says this to me? I'll say this back to them, right? And then they'll say this, and then I'll say that. And you're just fighting with yourself.
Yeah.
Instead.
And people want that. They'll be like, I wish somebody would say. I wish somebody would say. I'm ready, bro.
Right? No. So you know what I started doing? I 100% started doing this. I start fantasizing in just positive ways.
That's good.
So if I'm like, oh, I'm going to see them, they're going to be like, I can't believe you fucking did this.
But
also, wow, your sneakers look so cool today.
Yeah.
I go, thanks. What, you're into sneakers? I start like, I go, oh, you like sneakers? And they go, yeah, I do. I go, I like them too. You know, oh, maybe we should talk about that. What app are you using? Yada, yada, you know?
I think if you don't get complimented on your sneakers at least 1.5 times every time you leave the house, then that would be considered a fail for you. I think one is not. You need two, at least two times.
I just want to say the best food to Lady and the Tramp is probably it's classics soft pretzel. Okay, and
this is a good.
DM me. I'll dip my side in cheese. You dip your side in
chocolate,
a little sweet sauce. You know what I'm saying? A little icing, and we'll meet in the middle, baby. Okay, I am open for that this summer. I will. I might get in a relationship with a person that will fucking Lady and the Tramp food with you.
This would be a psychotic, but probably successful Instagram account. Just like a couple that just Lady and the Tramp's food together.
And listen to me, baby. This could be you. You just have to hit me up. Okay. Yeah. Okay,
you're gonna get hit up, and you're gonna be like, "Oh, people, what?
I just want a Lady and the Tramp food with people."
Yeah,
and I don't care.
Well, I think the hotties will hit you up to Lady and the Tramp food with you. I think they will.
They better. I just want a Lady and the Tramp food with one person. I spent so many years of my life being a fat boy, not wanting to eat in front of a person. Now I want to eat, not even with the person, on a person. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, bro?
I don't want
to eat sushi off of you, baby. I want to eat sushi off each other. I want a 69 sushi.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You get a little fushimi and I get a little fucking a little spider roll and we fucking 69 that shit together. Sushi. I want a 69 sushi, bro. No wasabi, because that's gonna be a pee hole mistake. Okay. Yeah. You know I'm going to the hospital with some wasabi up my dick hole, okay? And that is going to burn. And the girl's gonna be like, you sure you don't have chlamydia? I know I don't have chlamydia, bitch. Yeah. Okay. I got wasabi in my dick, okay? Leave me alone. I'm STD free, but I'm not wasabi free. This dick is fucking, I got green dripping out my dick because it's filled with wasabi, okay? It is what it is, but we're going to be in that adventure together. That we're going to be in that adventure together. So hit me up if you want 69 sushi.
Separate inquiry if you want a Lady and the Tramp. Lady and the Tramping a pretzel is a totally different endeavor than 69 X.
100. Here's the deal. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, hotties. All the men, all the people out there, all the hotties out there. Hey, we 69 sushi. I might not be able to bring you home to my parents. You can't come. If we 69 sushi, you can't come home to my parents.
You have to compartmentalize these people.
Yeah, 100. I mean, if you're eating a hand roll while giving me a hand job, okay? Like, we can't do this. You can't look my mother in the eye and then say, yes, I will. I will love a piece of Entenmann's coffee cake. You can't do that. You can't do that.
So you're going to get boring when you get married, like when you finally get into a serious, longer relationship. You're going to get boring. That's what would imply.
Nah, I'm not. I'm a fucking little freakity.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. All right.
But we just can't start with.
You can't start. All right. You want to start slow.
I don't even want to have sex with you. The person I 69 sushi with, I don't even want to have sex
with.
We
don't want to. Okay.
I think I just want someone that will do experience with me. That's all I want. And I'm equal opportunity. I mean, this is 2021. I'm not looking to eat sushi off a woman. I'm looking for us to eat sushi off each other. You know what I'm saying? My shirt's staying on. Okay? It is what it is, lady. It is what it is. And if you want me to use chopsticks, anything, baby. I'll pull up my vibrating chopsticks. You'll be screaming, okay? And listen to me.
69 sushi with vibrating. I don't even know. There was a while during this where I'm like, there's going to be sushi on your penis and sushi on a vagina, and that's what's going to be happening. But I don't know if this is a metaphor. I don't know what
this
is
not a metaphor. This is all technical. I'm
so
thinking
you're
about gonna
be gonna... you're going to be using chopsticks while somebody is on top of you, or you're on top of
them. I'm hiring Jiro. He's coming. He's wrapping the sushi around my dick.
You
using that.
We need to get Jiro on the podcast.
We gotta get Jiro on.
Because Jiro is one of the most talked about celebrities that we have on the podcast.
So yeah. I'm getting Jiro, and Jiro's gonna be taking the wooden. He's gonna be taking the wooden things and wrapping making the sushi roll around my dick.
Oh,
100%.
I'm sure that's what Jiro, who studied sushi making for years and years and years and is one of the greatest sushi makers in the history of sushi, that's going to be what he wants to do. He's going
to
make sushi.
If he wants to play with the art form, if he wants
to
play,
that is playing with the art form.
I mean, I've never heard of a role that's more, how do we say, temp-pora? we got to get off the sushi, right? But okay. I'm joking about the sushi. I would love to eat a soft pretzel with I would love to even just laugh and eat a soft pretzel with a girl and then kiss him. So basically, I got a message from a friend the other day being like, yo, can you help? Texas kid, yo, can you help me with something? I am in college. She's not in college. She's an adult who went back to college. You know what I'm saying? So she's older than me, to be honest. And she's just, she's
in college. You just don't want people to think you're talking to a 19-year-old.
There's zero chance I'm talking to 19-year-olds. I just need that to go on record.
People can be in college and be older, but you just want to that's what you really want to say there.
I mean, if 100%.
Because your journey is your journey. Who cares when you go to college, whatever. 100%. But you just wanted to say she's not 19.
I'm covering
that's
my
what
ass.
You're saying.
She's not 19. She's older than me. If anything, it's my best friend's. It's my best friend's cousin. You know what I'm saying? So she's not even a friend. I just said a friend to be polite. You know what I'm saying? So it's my best friend's cousin. And she's going back to college and she's taking this class. And in the class, they have to do a podcast. There's literally podcasting classes.
I know. Well, there's podcasting classes at comedy schools. There's podcasting classes at community college. There's podcasting classes at four-year colleges. I was in the car the other day driving home and I'm like, radio ads can't be listening to me. Like my phone, I get when there's phone ads that are listening to you, but these radio ads are like, do you want to do a podcast? Do you want to learn everything you need to do to market and whatever your podcast? And then there's like universities that are selling podcasting programs almost as a minor to get like these offhand certificates and shit.
This is absolutely wild.
I know. I was like, it actually made me feel a little helpful because I'm like, oh, I'm actually, people are now going to school for this. And we just kind of did it willy-nilly, like figure YouTube and
we went on
Zoom,
Amazon.
Baby.
We grabbed a couple of fucking microphones. I made sure that we both made sure we lived a life before this. And now I just get on here and talk about people eating sushi off my dick. Okay.
No, that's what I was
I need to be
talking about. What are they like that? like we'll do something. Yeah, we'll put this podcast out, let's just say, and people will come respond to be like, yeah, it was so funny what you guys were talking about getting wasabi in your peel and this on your like our professors gonna
I need to be a professor
this. I think that would be so fun to guest teach a class about how to create a successful podcast.
I had a goal, and that goal was to get in the Staten Island Advance. Goal yes. completed. Yes. New goal. Adjunct professor teaching kids how to talk about that they shit their pants. You know?
Yeah.
That you oh, when I was in college, I used to lie on my back and piss in the air and everyone would laugh because the piss would get all over me. You know, I want to teach kids how to share that on a podcast. Okay? That's all I want to do.
What else? Because all right. You could be an expert in your field and then be sharing that information on a podcast. I think that makes sense.
100 But,
or
I mean,
if you're
Neil
just like
DeGrasse
learning,
Tyson.
Yeah,
Neil deGrasse Tyson, you're in your own lane. You know, I would yes. say actually, I would say he's our main competitor. Him and I, yes. our podcasts are like, yeah. We're
or
linear.
Lex Fridman, the guy who's like,
yes, Lex Fridman
can barely talk, but he went to MIT and somehow 100%. Every yes. comedian wants to do a podcast with him.
But
it's not- like, all right, you could either become an expert in your field and talk about it and share that information with somebody.
I mean, that's just you being a professor and recording it. So let's be honest. I hate
to some degree.
Yeah. You're giving lectures.
Yeah.
You're giving lectures, but there's no pop quiz. The pop quiz is you write a 5-star review. Yeah. Please write a 5-star review for this. Okay. That's the pop quiz.
Please write a 5-star review. But it's like, if you're starting at an 18-year-old, all right, well, you're talking about your 18. Like, I'm just like, what are they? They got to learn something maybe first, or it's personality based, which is what we kind of do, which is fine. Be personality based, but it's just funny. How do you teach personality?
Please. I would love to teach personality. I would love to. You know what? We will
What's
go around
the fucked up shit you did.
Yeah. Well, tell
you
me-
got to get this out by the third episode.
Tell me how you hurt yourself, okay? Yeah. Tell me how you hurt yourself, and now we're gonna talk about it, and we're gonna sprinkle a little lies on top, and then we're gonna laugh the whole time we say it, so then people don't think it's sad, okay?
Yeah,
right. That's
yeah.
How
what's the most time you got embarrassed when you tried to? Who's your biggest crush you had on that rejected you flat out? We're gonna everybody write a page, one page summary about this interaction.
Okay, everyone, stand up. I want you to tear your textbooks in half. Yeah. Okay. Now, raise your hand if you've ever come in your pants before you've got when you're with a girl, okay? Yeah. Raise your hand. Yeah. Right? Who has ever taken their pants off and had a shit stain on the back of their underwear? Raise your hand. Look to the right of you. Look to the left of you. One of you will only be able to tell these embarrassing stories on a podcast. You know what I mean? Your homework this weekend? To live. To live
That's exactly what I was going to say. Timmy, you're so fucking boring. Yes. I really need you. You need to go to a frat party and you need to get kicked out.
Timmy, here's a bag of ketamine. Go to Times Square. Snort the whole thing of ketamine, okay? Do not take a subway home. Make a podcast about it on Monday, okay?
Get on mic ASAP. Bring the mic to Times Square.
Yes! Okay? Teresa, here. You're going to go to the movies. And instead of watching the movies, you're going to watch a movie on your cell phone in front of a crowded audience. Okay? See how they react. Talk about it on mic. Yeah. Go! You know? What I would do is I would make them do situations that they would have something to talk about.
I know. I'm kind of like, ooh, maybe we should be doing some of this.
I am not. I've lived.
We've lived. Yeah.
I've lived enough. I mean, unless you want to be like, I mean, Seinfeld, why I don't want to hang out with Seinfeld is because what interesting thing has he ever said about his life?
I guess it's a show about nothing. This show is also called Loud About Nothing. So
it's loud about too much. Okay.
My
mom would not say this is nothing. She would say this is not nothing. Embarrassing your family completely.
It's
and
trivialize it down to nothing.
It's not nothing. If this
loud
is nothing,
about too
who
much
am I?
Is a more appropriate name for this podcast.
Loud about, okay, did you have to share that piece of information? Okay.
Yeah. But no, I think we could. I actually do think we could teach people to some level on between the two, like how we came up with the show.
Listen,
would be probably better than who they got at fucking Caldwell University or any other place that's now trying to, which I could see this kind of booming. Like the podcast industry. Who knows? It might continue to take off.
The only thing I learned from doing improv is you don't make money from improv. You make money from teaching improv. The only thing I'm learning from podcasts is you don't make money from podcasts. You make money from teaching podcasts. Okay, bro? The future is you learn a skill you can't make money from, and you teach other people how to not make, make money.
Well, I think we'll be able to make. But bro, I think after Rogan got $100 million doing a podcast, people were like, "Oh, that." I think that enough is news for people to be like, this, "Oh, like we could teach this and make money from teaching it."
This is my future. I'm gonna teach. This is it. This is. I'm gonna learn how to make. I'm gonna learn skills that you can never make money from. Okay. I'm gonna do how to paint. How to paint while drunk, and then I teach a paint and sip class. That's all it is. It was just someone that got drunk and painted a lot and couldn't sell their art. Like, hey, maybe I'll teach people how to fucking paint while they're
We should do how to create a podcast classes like that.
Yes.
Like for couples night. Like, oh, what are you? What are you gonna get? Your spouse for fucking Valentine's Day. Oh no, there's this cute little how to make a podcast class where you drink wine and start a podcast.
You drink wine, and then two out of every four couples are divorced. One of them is literally, both of them are looking at Robbie, and I'm sitting there jealous. Okay. Everyone in the class is looking at Robbie, and I'm like, hello, I'm back. It is what it is. It is. I mean, we got it. If you work at a college, I will be an adjunct.
Just a guest lecture.
I don't
guest lecture. Not. I don't want to write a curriculum, whatever. Oh. But I would guest lecture. I also more like, it's interesting to see what some of these people who I think are teaching these classes. I'm like, what are your credentials to teach how to start a podcast? Maybe audio engineering.
Yes, they probably know how to do the microphones.
Yeah, which we're working on.
Which we're figuring it out. Maybe.
By the way, I meant this may be a good time to address. We had a few technical difficulties that we are working through. I know there was some on the Murph episode. It's been updated.
I cannot believe we made fun of podcast class, and we can't even release an episode that has been
I know, but it's not. It's actually, more about the content.
Actually, yes, the content is funny. Yeah, we need to fucking.
I think we have good content.
Hey. That's all.
I think we have great content. I think that's what it is. I think at the end of the day, that's probably the most important part of any podcast or any.
Girls Gotta Eat is fame. People love Girls Gotta Eat because the audio is perfect.
I know.
The content second.
That's what it is.
The people aren't JRE fans. People aren't obsessed with Joe Rogan because they speak to his fucking
They're just like Jamie, the smartest guy in the world. Yeah.
They just love that.
They love the art. The real art form is what Jamie does.
100. And you listen to the band, I'm looking at the conductor. You know what I'm saying? And the conductor is this microphone, okay? Conducting right into the computer.
Yeah. The play, it's not about the play. It's about the set director.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what? You think that the biggest diva in a play is the fucking the lead? No. It's a fucking stage manager. That's the biggest diva.
Like, I wasn't in play, so I don't know the
ever ins met. And outs. Yeah. You know they're not required to wear all black. That's just what they feel inside.
That's it.
They go, hey, you know, Emily, you can wear whatever you want for the play. You know, do what you want. I will be wearing all black. This is a career. This is a choice. Okay. Listen to me. We need to be punctual. I found a loose nail in the middle of the stage, and I swear to God, if one of the actors walked on that, we might need to have an understudy tonight. God damn it! You know?
Yeah. All right. This is a happy moment. Just everyone, please wear things that you feel express you. Like how you feel on the inside is what you should be wearing.
All black.
Yeah.
I will be wearing all black. Okay. You will play. Yeah. I will feel.
Is that really the vibe? I was never in place.
I'm the puppeteer. The person that would scream the most is a person that literally would sit there with the notebook, with the big fucking binder of everyone's lines, flipping it through the pages, shuffling people in and out. I mean, they have the worst job.
Yeah. I have a question.
Okay.
I'll say it for the fifth time. I wasn't in place.
Okay. What do you want me to say? You're a loser for other reasons. You're a loser for other reasons. Okay. Is that what you want me to say? You're not a loser because you didn't do plays. You're a loser for every other reason. Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Worm.
What, Mr. Worm, what percent of people in a high school production think that they're the most crucial part of the entire production?
Oh, good question. Good question.
So obviously the leads. And anyone who gets their own bow thinks that they're the most crucial part of the production. The person who has like one little comedy, like the person who gets the biggest laugh, even though it's like three lines, they think they're the most crucial part. The dance choreographer. I saved
the play. The choreographer. The main. The stage manager. Usually a person in front. A dancer in front.
Yeah.
You ask. Yeah. So there's the person in front, the dancer. They will think that they, like, you're singing, but I'm leading the ensemble in the dance.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
a lot of people look at that one person for the dance moves.
Yes.
Now, here's an interesting thing. There's a lot of ego attached to the adults that do children's theater more than the children.
Oh, so even the adults.
Even the adults. Like, so the choreographer in the back will throw a fit okay. if the dance. Like,
so choreographers generally in, like, high school productions aren't students?
No, they're adults.
Interesting.
At least where I was.
Okay.
This, I mean, I also dealt with, I did, my theater was a little bit bigger. I was a little bit bigger than other people's theaters, yeah, yeah. okay?
It was no LaGuardia, but it was Staten Island Tech.
No, I'm talking about my Staten Island Children's Theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there was a lot of egos there. You know what I'm yeah. saying? There was a lot of egos, because this is where all the kids that were good at their individual schools theater, you get the lead in that. And it's almost like playing on a travel league. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see.
Like, you know, the kid that was like, I play no travel hockey.
Recreation. Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah, yeah.
So this people got cut from children's theater on Staten Island?
Yeah.
So you weren't even in the production. Some people
I was
got
always
complete.
In the, I, boys,
no, you were. But there were people that could try out and just get cut completely.
They would usually be in the background. In or like they would have, like, or, you yeah, get yeah. cut from numbers or cut from, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. But people would, the director of a children's theater might have more passion and more life inside of them than anyone I've ever met. The stakes
I would
are
say,
hard.
Yeah, the Apollo, theater director at my high school, probably the same.
The Apollo, like, literally sending a man to space is lower stakes than opening night. Okay? 100%.
I mean, that's amazing.
You would think it was life and death if you weren't off book 2 weeks before the show. You know
That's
what I'm
amazing.
Saying?
That's so funny.
Houston, we have a problem. Guy Masterson doesn't know his lines in Act 2, Scene 4, when he's in Cuba, okay? How the fuck are we supposed to do this when he doesn't even know his lines? Thank God Nicely is carrying us through that scene, okay?
We all know who you were, Nicely.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Luck better be a lady, because this show isn't going to go off without it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
See, I know some, I know Nathan Detroit. I could talk us.
That's good. That's good. That's pretty good. Yeah, that's probably the biggest.
What would you say? Above 50% of the people on opening night are like, I am the most important part of the show.
100%.
That's awesome.
Most people on the show, it's literally like a power trip. Doing a children's theater production is like kids that don't get ego boosts in any other way. And this is where.
Well, it just takes talent, of course.
Don't you dare say that.
Okay.
There is so little talents that happens inside a children's.
I guess I was more talking about a high school production.
I'm talking high school production too. Okay. There's so little talent that is inside a high school production of a play.
You think so? I always thought the kids in my high school were talented.
I mean, you know what it is? It's like if you can't shoot a basketball at all, you're like, oh, look, the basketball team, they're scoring points.
I guess you're in it. It's a small town. Like, for the small town, it is talented.
Yeah, but like it's not that hard to remember a couple lines and say it and be loud enough. I mean, to be good at children's theater, you just have to be loud enough.
Okay. But what about singing? Like, people sing.
There were people that were good at singing. But, like, also singing is just talking, but yeah, gotta hit every note that you want to. And then some people just get better at that, you know?
Yeah.
That's it.
So being good at singing is underrated talent. Sebastian Canelli with the hot take.
Being a good singer is almost like just talking Italian.
Do you think anybody can learn how to sing?
Yes.
Well,
to a certain level, yes.
Interesting. To a passable level for a high school theater production.
100%.
Wow.
I 100% think it's you putting money behind yourself. If you're taking private voice lessons, like, there's only, unless you're completely tone deaf, there's only a certain amount of people that won't be able to sound okay.
Wow.
You just need to practice.
Yeah.
It's like anything
else.
I guess
that makes sense. Yeah.
Because people look at shit like that like raw talents. That's not raw talents.
Yeah.
You know what raw talent? Ron Jeremy is raw talent.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy, you can't become Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
I could be at home all day fucking hanging fucking also, dumbbells.
Some of the people from the theater community from where
more
I grew
shoulders,
up.
More shoulders when you say it, please.
Theater community. Like, they've had success. Like, my one friend he toured on the countrywide tour of West Side Story. One of the kids who I saw the first time I saw him do theater, I was like, he's so fucking talented. He's now like one of the most famous drag queens in America. So, like, I guess some of the people that
I
didn't do plays, but some of the people that I would see, I was very involved in the community because I would like date girls that did. And they, yeah, those people went on to have like great success. So I always assume correlated being good at high school theater with being very talented.
You listed two people that actually had talent. There was probably couple more.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
everyone else, a play, like a musical, takes 50 people to put on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're talking maybe three people are talented.
Yeah, the leads.
Not even all the leads, talented. Bro. Not,
yeah,
even,
yeah,
all
not
the
even
leads.
All the, yeah, you're right.
So that's why you say there's a lot of talent on
and
stage.
And I also probably like it's an anomaly because like my year, like no other years, I 100%. Guess, had multiple people go on to like pursue this very well.
Oh, 100%. That's not like a thing.
No. That is funny, though.
You know what?
What?
I'm so fucking... You know, I don't want to talk about the Logan Paul Mayweather fights. I don't want to talk about that, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to talk about that. But you know what? One, Logan Paul... I just want to say this. Logan Paul is the person that, like, it's just like, I want to be a boxer. I'm about that kings and queens out there. You know what I mean? We need to be lying ourselves and just literally creating the events for ourselves.
I guess it kind of goes back to what you were saying. If you put enough money behind anything, you could get to a passable level.
100%.
If you have like a little bit of raw talent. I mean, he's tall, he's athletic. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you could do almost to a semi-professional level if you have a tiny bit of talent and a lot of money.
A lot of money. Money is better than talent.
Yes. Yeah.
Money, everyone talks about in the industry, what do you need? It's like, oh, you know, you could have all the talents in the world. It's about luck. Fuck that. It's not about luck, okay? You know what you need in order to bet at a casino? Fucking money, okay?
Yeah.
You could have all the luck in the world. If you don't have a dollar, you can't win at roulette. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, so it's all about money at the end of the day if you can succeed in a lot of things. Sorry, NYU kids. Eat my ass. Like, it is what it is. Yeah. Like, I wish I went to fucking school for shit like this.
Yeah.
I wish I had that stuff, you know?
Yeah, but then I'd probably be much more well off, but the podcast would be a little worse.
Yes. Yes, I would be doing a podcast.
No. You would not have to be doing that.
No. Right? But this is what I do want to say. Did you see what he was wearing around his neck?
A Pokemon card.
Woo!
Charizard.
Like, fashion is just what we make of it.
Yeah.
It's just what we make
of
it.
It is wild. Pokemon has had one hell of a fucking run. Because I remember back in the day, it would be like hard to get Pokemon cards, the whole nine yards. I would be super into them. And they're now, 26 years later, just as fucking... They're arguably more popular now than they've ever been. And... they never really dipped. Like, if you look at the sales, like, they've never... I mean, nobody's had a run like Pokemon.
I hate to flex on Beanie Babies, but
you
guys are close, okay?
Nobody, yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh didn't have this kind of run. Magic the Gathering, it's a little not enough mainstream. Like, it's not... Like, it would have been weird if Logan Paul had a Magic the Gathering card.
He had a $1 million Pokemon card around his neck.
Charizard is worth $1 million.
$1 million. He might as well just had a fucking receipt for a Bitcoin. You know what I'm saying, bro? like fashion. Also, I love it because it's total flex.
Yeah.
It literally doesn't look good. Did you see it? It almost looks like he's a fucking security guard at a building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With
a
diamond necklace.
Yeah.
It actually looks, it's like, oh, what, you work at Viacom? You got to swipe in? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about? Right? Yeah.
And those are like the biggest losers. Stupid. If you work in corporate America and you wear that type of thing, whatever it's called, a lanyard with a clear thing is for losers, generally.
And you could pull it so you could swipe at doors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, retractable.
Yeah, he's got the retractable one, so he could just fucking flex on people. Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, yo, you should come back to VIP. He just fucking he fucking retracts.
No,
his
he
fucking,
lets you see it. He gives it to you. He's like, yeah, you could check it out. He lends it, and then like 30 seconds in, he just clicks it back to himself, and then it just slips out of the person's hand.
100% I love this because he's not even wearing it for fashion. He's just wearing it to say like, look how much money I have. Look,
100%. Which a lot of fashion is that. That's what, like, modern art and I think high fashion, for the most part, is just a money flex.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's 100%.
Like, some of it is sometimes groundbreaking. I do think Kanye West had a moment of groundbreakingness, which, for whatever you want to call it, but he actually, like, was kind of shifting style from people all throughout the spectrum.
Bro, I'm trying to get a Picasso sketch that I could wear as a fucking wristlet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get a piece of Jesus's hair that I could make a give to a girl for a toe ring. You know, like, I'm trying to flex that hard too. I want to see.
I know
I
you are. You're
get
buying shoes. That's what you're doing.
I have art.
Yeah, the shoes are art.
No, I got about. I have a Basquiat print.
Oh, right.
In my basement. That's fucking. That's huge. It's gonna be out of style by the time I move. You know. It's beautiful. But I love just the complete, like, hey, fuck it. You might as well just have, like, I own land on a necklace.
I know.
Like a picture of your mansion. Like, that might as well. That's just as good. It's actually phenomenal. I'm all about that. But, I mean, I'm a simple man. That's not who I am.
I know. I wonder if I have – I probably have some in pretty good shape Pokemon cards. I was very into it.
Shut up. Do you –
I might be. That'd be amazing. I could pay rent for a year in Pokemon cards.
Oh my god.
We have to get Sarah Nettocheti back on the podcast, and I would just thank I wouldn't know who to thank. I would just thank her.
But that's, you know what? I love that because it's literally the opposite of where I am right now.
Yeah.
It's totally, you know what, you know how I flex?
If you had it, it would be like a Charlie Bucket situation. Like you going through your old stuff
tickets.
And you find like a golden. Yeah, he got the golden. All right. This is my analogy. You're Charlie Bucket and he's like the one girl who just pays her dad to get thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands.
Daddy,
of candy bars.
I want a Charizard card, Daddy. I want to fight
so
Floyd
you, he
Mayweather
pays millions.
And have a Charizard card, Daddy. Okay, Daddy, I don't care that I filmed someone who died in Japan. Okay, Daddy, take care of it on YouTube. I want to fight Floyd Mayweather, Daddy.
Yeah, I will pay the highest bidder for these golden tickets. But you're Charlie Bucket. Goes back to our other analogy, which is money can just buy you access. 100%. Sometimes talent can, sometimes luck can, but the one that never fails is money.
And here's the thing, even Charlie needed a fucking dollar.
I know.
Even Charlie needed a dollar. You know what I mean? Imagine reading that book and be like, hey, that sounds good for you. I had to steal this book. I can't even afford a piece of candy. You know what I'm saying? But that's not me. You know how I flex?
How do you flex, Sebastian?
I leave my AC on when I'm not even in the room.
Like when you leave for an hour?
It's on. So I'm in this room. I can't have
Is
the AC on.
Is that how you
on.
Flex or start arguments with your parents?
They're about that.
Oh, they are?
I don't know how many times I'm going to have to explain this to you. We might be educated, but we're trash.
Okay. I feel like trash would be the opposite. You turn you need to turn the AC, not trash, but somebody who's like trying to save money would be like, you got to turn the AC off whenever you leave the apartment. Whenever you leave the house, make sure you turn the AC off.
I guess so. I'm thinking trash is like, you have just enough money and this is how you waste it.
How
I waste money is by keeping my AC going.
Nice.
By keeping my dad. I just need to say we have hit AC. I mean, I've been in AC weather, but like, welcome everyone else that just turned their ACs on. We're happy to. I've been
like
here a while.
This is, I think, the point of no return. Because last week we had a few days where we could turn it off, but I think this weekend we've hit the point of no return.
100%. And I love air. I love air conditioning. I sometimes just put my shirt underneath it and just let it blow inside.
I mean, it's great.
I just let it blow. When I was a little kid, I used to open my mouth and put it by the air conditioning because I thought that would make it colder inside of me. I would
inside
take my,
of you? You wanted to
take
be colder inside?
And I wanted to be under 98. I wanted to be 93, bro, inside. I like the room 65. I like my body 92, okay? Air conditioning might be the biggest joy in my I have right now in my life.
It's a very American thing too, because if you go to Europe, like you go to Europe, they don't really use AC. It's just like the windows open, everyone, we're outside, we're
yeah.
That's kind of the vibe. Like Italian Americans love to pretend like they're Italian. Italy, there isn't really AC.
Biggest complaint about Europe
is that there's no AC.
It's not that I have to exchange my money, not that I have to sit on planes for hours. It's not that I don't understand that I don't learn any Italian or anything, so I can't speak to you, you know, right? Because yeah. I know that's on me, right?
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna put that and say that you don't know English, right? It's because I come to you.
Oh, 100%.
I'm not that type. You know what I mean? I take my shoes off when I go in the house. That the shoes go off on. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And if I don't have if I don't know how to take shoes off, I at least pretend to take the shoes off. You know what I'm saying? I at least make the gesture. The guy.
I don't think the. Analogy can continue to track.
No. So I'm tracking around. I'm tracking around English around the dirty mud. My dirty mud English is tracking around the house. And they go, hey, "What the fuck is he doing? He take his shoes off. He tried to take the shoes off. What is he gonna do? He couldn't bend down all the way. Okay.
So. Yeah. No, it's funny, but I do think I was talking about this with my cousin too, and he was saying Italians hate Italian Americans. I think more than any other type of Italian 100%. Because they bear the last name, and they're like. We need it. Yeah, we are bad ambassadors a lot of times for like the culture of Italy.
Yes. I'm bad. I love air conditioning. When I go to like Europe, I book Airbnbs, hotels based on air conditioning or not.
Yeah, they have that. That's like for Westerners. Like, so you go to a hotel that has AC, it's like almost specifically marketed towards Westerners and towards Americans.
I'd rather have air conditioning than culture. I'd rather have AC than have culture. I'd rather the room be 67 degrees than the fucking than literally all of the Mona Lisa, all of Vatican City, all of the fucking Pompeii, all that shit. I'd rather all that disappear. All that the Louvre does not. I would take a fucking window unit over the Louvre any day of the week. Okay, any day. Yeah. I mean. If it's a balance and scales thing, the AC is going to win every time.
Sagrada Familia or a 72-degree room on a 90-degree day.
Listen to me. I'm literally in front of Guernica, one of fucking this massive painting, and it's hot in the room. And the person goes, there's an air conditioning unit behind Guernica. You have to break the painting in order to feel cool for the rest of the afternoon.
I mean, this is most Americans.
I know.
They don't need culture. They want AC.
I would rip the painting open, and I would literally still take my shirt off and put it on top of the AC to get my pit stains out, you know? Yeah. I am a gavone with the AC, too. Like I was saying before, I drive in the car. I take my shirt off, just wear the guinea tee. Where do you think? I'm not only getting cool. I'm putting my shirt on the AC, so when I put it on, it's cold. I literally put my when someone's not there, I put my shirt on the air conditioning. So when I put it on, I go, ooh, I feel that in my body. You know what I mean?
That's nice.
I'd rather eat fucking.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Rid of Italian food.
Listen to me. I'd rather only have
burgers and fries for the rest of your life.
I was saying Italy. I wasn't dropping that. But here's the question. Would you rather eat a shitty meal in a comfortable place or an amazing meal in an uncomfortable place? That's the question.
That is the question.
I think for me, I'd rather eat a shitty meal in a very comfortable place.
Wow. What's, oof. I mean, 90 degrees outside, hot as hell, but you're having dripping. Like, yeah, but I guess you get like a cold glass of water.
Cold glass of water?
Nearby.
Oh, cold glass of water? Well, where are you going in Europe that you're getting a cold glass of water? Because tell me, I would love to visit that place. Cold glass of water? Have you ever ordered iced coffee? It should be called an ice cube coffee. That's what it should be called. It shouldn't be called ice coffee.
Well, a lot of this coldness is for Americans. They just do it for Americans.
They take a single ice cube and then they pour hot coffee on it. It's literally, this is fucking bullshit. You know, I can't fucking, I literally, and they charge you $2 extra for an ice cube in Europe. And a single ice cube. And Meanwhile, I go to fucking McDonald's. Hey, can I get a free cup? I just want to fill it up with ice and pour it down my pants. And they go, all right, just make sure you don't make a mess. You know?
I think the culture is just, Americans are also overworked. So we kind of need to keep them as comfortable as possible all day. Because in Europe, they take the hottest point of the day. You don't even have to work. They take a siesta.
You go to,
imagine Dwayne Reed all over the city was closed from 3 to 5 p.m. every day.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, it would never happen, but that's kind of what happens in Europe. All the convenience stores.
You turn AC on, they're not closed, you know? Yeah. They're not closed. You got AC, there's no need for siesta.
Yeah, well, that would be the other debate.
There's no need for, I mean.
What's also, a siesta might be nicer, though.
I hate naps. I aggressively hate naps. I am so angry. I feel like a fucking kindergartner when someone's like, we should take a nap. Really? I get furious. And when I wake up and I go, if I fall asleep and I take a nap, I go, how fucking dare you let yourself fall asleep in the middle of the fucking day like that? I get angry.
I never would. I mean, it's impossible. I was never had the opportunity to take a nap pre-pandemic. But during the pandemic, I definitely napped more than ever.
Bro, you be napping till 10 p.m.
I have done that. But never before the pandemic.
And I also want to say this. If we're going to see each other in real life, I do not be offended if I ask about your air conditioning situation. I think I'm allowed. I think as a person, we're allowed to ask other people about their air conditioning situation.
Oh, it's like, all right, let's just say what you really want to say.
If
you
I'm
mean like a girl that you're going to go hook up with, you want to make not sure even she has that, air conditioning?
Not even that. Like, we're going to your friend Luke's house and you're like, he has his AC.
Anywhere that you might go to be for an hour in the summer, you want to make sure that they have AC.
I get that
because I don't. I like to know if somebody has a cat because it becomes an uncomfortable place if they do.
I don't even need to know if they. I don't even need them to have it. I just need to know if they have
mentally
it.
Prepare. Okay.
I need to mentally prepare.
Yeah.
I need to
because you need to scope out your next move.
Yes, because I can't be doing 3 non-AC places in a row.
Two.
It's just two. No, I hit a store with air conditioning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I've done that before.
100.
This is America. That's what we do.
That's what we do. And you know what? Like, hey, don't blame me if you see me. If you see me in a Dwayne Reed with my shirt off, standing in the freezer section with the door open, okay? Don't talk to me, okay? Don't talk to me.
That's not the time to propose a Lady in the Tramp soft pretzel.
No, that is not the time to propose. You look at it and you go, I see you, Sebastian. I'll talk to you later. Because right now, you literally have two Halo tops underneath your armpits fucking staring into literally.
The poor soul that ends up eating those Halo tops.
Poor soul, I'm burning calories for them, bro. You know what? I would love to get an ice cream that tasted like straight pits because maybe I wouldn't eat as much ice cream. I'm doing a favor for this person out there. You know what I mean?
Be soup.
Bro, I wish the first slice of pizza I ate was fucking garbage. You know why? Because then I wouldn't have been eating 1,000 more slices in my life, you know? If the first slice of pizza I had just a bunch of ball hair on it, I might be a better man for it in the long run, you know? You need a bad experience to maybe take you to a good place. I just want all the listeners to know I don't use air conditioning when I do this podcast. That's how much I fucking love you guys. Okay.
It's just not true at all.
What do you mean? I'm not using AC right now.
Really?
I turned it off to do the podcast.
Oh, because of the noise.
For the noise.
Oh, wow.
I need the listeners out there to know that's how much I fucking love this podcast and the people that listen. I turned the air conditioning. Something I literally just got so excited about.
I'd rather have AC than culture.
I'd rather give culture than have AC.
Wow. All right. So we do, speaking of the hotties and everything, we do have a little bit of a announcement, I guess. A half announcement. We can't give full disclosure or details or pretty much anything yet, but we do have a date. July 9th, Sebastian and I will be in Manhattan and we will be doing some sort of live show.
It's not going to be a live podcast. We're just going to be
doing a live podcast. It won't be a Loud About Nothing, but it will be a live show. We will be there. We will be with the intention of making the audience laugh. It will be a fun time. I'll be hanging out. I always used to do shows. It was like the highlight of my month when I used to do shows. And I would say that I would hang out with the last person who wanted to be out. So I would usually be out till 4 a.m.
Listen,
and for this one, I'm willing to make that promise that I'll stay out all night.
We are going to be there. It's going to be a fucking nice time. We're going to make you laugh. We're going to hang out afterwards. It's going to be beautiful. We'll give you more details when the shit's coming. But know that live theater, live fucking comedy is coming back. And your boys are going to be in on it. Okay? Yeah. So fucking you will be informed. But make sure you get your tickets before they sell out. We will let you know as soon as the fucking tickets are available.
But we do know a date. And it is July 9th.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah, July 9th. Yeah, we wanted to tell you guys before it would sell out. We anticipated selling out.
We want hotties there over fucking just comedy fans. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, yeah.
Like, we've built this thing where we're talking to you guys. We love you. We want to see you out there, okay?
Yes,
so definitely. we're gonna be letting you know because Robbie and I are fucking doing some live shit now, okay? It's going to be cute as fuck, okay?
And bring your friends. Like, people
bring
might not.
Your friends.
If you recommend a podcast, sometimes it's like, all right, this is 2 hours. This is a lot of a commitment. This is 2 hours a week, the whole nine yards. But going to a fun live event where there's going to be other people that you could potentially meet or whatever and go out after. I mean, it's a fun night. We will definitely make it a fun night. And I think that's something that friends might be more inclined to be like, yeah, I want to go to that.
100%. So, I mean, we'll keep all the hotties. As soon as tickets go on sale, we'll let you know so we can have it be.
Yeah, follow the Instagram. We'll probably post it on the Loud About Nothing Instagram before our own personal Instagrams. But yeah, keep on the lookout for that. July 9th is the day it's going to be. We're very excited. I'm excited to meet people. I'm excited to be in front of an audience. I'm excited to hear people. We do this podcast. We don't ever get to hear the people laugh. That's like half the fun.
100. I'm just assuming that you guys are giggling. Please tell me you are. And if you aren't, just do it once in a while during the episode and just be like, I did that for Sebastian. I hope that you laugh one time that wasn't funny just to do it for me. Okay. That's how you can give back to me. Okay. No, actually, what you could do is write a 5-star review. All right, Robbie.
Yeah. Speaking of, also keep calling in. We can hear from you that way. But it is different to like do a live show. We haven't been getting the calls we've been going over, but yeah, we're excited to see you. July 9th. Let your friends know. We're very excited. Be on the lookout. Loud About Nothing Instagram. We'll be posting it. We'll be posting the link there. And it'll be in Manhattan.
We don't want tourists. We want you guys. So please,
yeah, we don't want tourists. We don't want
a crew, and we're gonna go hang out. It's gonna be fucking awesome afterwards. All right, Robbie, this was beautiful. We gotta end the episode because my back is covered in sweats. Okay, I am dripping. Okay, all right, Robbie, hit the fucking music.